Welcome back to Seafoam Stadium in St. Paul. Jeff Tesh now joining us on the Paul Bunting Communications post-game show. Congratulations, Jeff. What a thorough game you guys played today.
Yeah, it was sure fun, and I want to thank the great crowd and all the people that fed us while we were here and the alumni and everything. It was just a great day.
Got to start with the offense, because anytime you score a touchdown on your first play of the day, your offense is doing something well. But all set up by the punt return, but fantastic execution up front, and your quarterback's not supposed to go untouched from 19 yards out.
Kind of appeared that it was going to be our day if you look at the way things started. But that little bugger, that gunner, I'm sorry to call him a little bugger, but he's an infectious kid and just makes things happen. And when Camille got hurt last weekend, we put him in there. And, yeah, I don't know how many more spots he can play. He holds, he plays corner, he runs punts back. Just a great kid, and got to meet the grandpa that was born in Bemidji over with our alumni today. So that was fun.
Your offense seemed to be in great rhythm. When you're in good rhythm, you can do a lot of things, can't you?
Yeah, we were running the ball inside and out, and then, you know, the part that's been missing, just making those big pitches and catches with a quarterback and receiver. And, just seemed like things were flowing pretty darn well offensively today.
Defensively, you had pressure from all over the place. Anytime an offense is going to be in minus yardage that deep into the second quarter, they're having a rough day, and your defense is doing a lot of things right.
They did, and that was our goal, is to, you know, try and get them in long yardage and disrupt things a little bit and give the guys up front credit. They controlled the line of scrimmage and got the guy in the situations we wanted. And then we had good coverage too. And, we had before half, we had a time where they were going to try and do a two-minute drive. We stopped them again. Just played well on both sides of the ball.
Your offense gave your defense good field position, but they've got to hold it, and they did.
They did. You're right. And, boy, you talk about as thorough a game on both sides, things that we haven't been doing well, we were able to correct today, and fun for the kids.
You've got two timeouts there right at the end of the half. You've got to go about 65 yards. You're thinking, all right, we've got enough timeouts. We can still do a lot of things. You didn't need any of those timeouts. Now, granted, they gave you a couple of 15-yard penalties there, but you got to take advantage of them, and you certainly did.
Yeah, I was proud of the discipline of our guys, not retaliating back. Frustrating day for Concordia, and got a little chippy out there, and our guys were able to walk away, so I'm happy with their discipline on the field.
Biss did a little research for me. I just texted him, and I said, do you ever remember a 50-yard field goal in your days watching BSU? And he goes, no, I don't. He looked it up, and he couldn't find anything longer than in the 40s. That was a perfect situation to give him a shot from there, wasn't it?
It was, and, we wanted him to build his confidence after last weekend. He made a long one in practice Thursday, and it's the first time after warm-ups he said, Coach, I'm good from out there. I had a great warm-up. He said, I think I got it figured out. And, you know, as a coach, like, well, why don't you figure that out three games ago? You know, jokes aside. But, just for him to make it, hopefully, you know, when we need more of those pressure kicks and that, he's got more experience. So that was kind of the purpose of it.
Jordan Hine has not practiced a ton in the last few weeks. It's a cliche in football, but he's a gamer, isn't he?
He is. That's what he does best. But more than else, we're able to give him time, just give him the confidence to not have to run around and do it with his feet. And he threw some really, really nice balls. We made some really, really nice catches. But he just continues to get more comfortable out there.
He seemed to have good touch on the pass today,
the
long one.
He did.
And that he hasn't.
I agree.
You guys now go into nothing but North play, and if you play like this, you're going to be in every ball game the rest of the year, aren't you?
Well, yeah. You know, it's funny. We were walking out in the life of a coach. You're like, you know, you should just be happy. And you're like, well, geez, those other plays, well, how did we lose? You know, and you're like looking back at the ones you lost. But we'll take it. We'll be happy. I'm just proud of the kids' efforts today, and we'll get back to work for homecoming next week.
Enjoy the trip.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers, with us on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show today. Bemidji State, a 47-7 win over the Golden Bears from CSP.